Immigration lawyers say the State Department is increasingly denying visas to artists who want to perform in the U.S. That has many Boston arts organizations concerned about some planned events. WBUR's Maria Garcia has our story.
This one was just a little bit sharp compared to this one, so let's try it now.
People at the Boston Early Music Festival exhibition love classical instruments. That's the Boreas Quartet Bremen, a group of four young women from Germany playing handmade recorders. This spring, the quartet was supposed to dazzle early music enthusiasts in Boston.
The sound of that particular group of instruments is something you truly can't hear anywhere else in the world.
For more than 20 years, Shannon Canavan has applied for artist visas for the Boston Early Music Festival. Earlier this year, she filed visa applications for more than two dozen performers, including the Boreas Quartet.
For the first time in our history, we had a visa denied, and I was rather shocked.
Arts Emerson's co-artistic director David Dower hopes his audience doesn't miss out on any international artists. His organization has already applied for 76 visas for the upcoming season, which includes a play by Suleiman Al-Bassam about the Arab Spring.
We don't yet have the visas for those artists that are coming this year, and we're hoping that the process will hold. We'll have artists here who were born in Syria.
That's one of the six countries on President Trump's travel ban, parts of which the Supreme Court upheld last week. The ban allows entry to people from banned countries with ties to the U.S., like employment. But the artists must still pass the heightened vetting ordered by the president. The intensified scrutiny and an already existing backlog in artist visa processing forces Arts Emerson and many similar groups across the country to spend tens of thousands of dollars on visa consultants.
We know how to fill out the paperwork. We know how to get the right letters of support. We know how to work with the other side and, you know, the other nations. We do that all the time. But in moments of strain like this, expediters have better access to speedy processes.
We have to call it what it is, which is a problem.
Brian Goldstein is one of those expediters. He represents dozens of arts organizations trying to bring artists to the U.S., including here in Boston. He and other lawyers who work only with artists and performers say they've seen an increase in visa denials since the president's heightened vetting order.
There's no conspiracy. There's no one out there saying we're going to stop artists. It's basically much broader than that, and artists, they consider collateral damage.
The numbers back up Goldstein's claim. Last year, the U.S. issued more than 63,000 of what are called O and P visas. Those are meant for artists, athletes, people with extraordinary ability, and those traveling with them. In March and April of this year, the only months for which the State Department has released data, the U.S. issued only 697 of those visas.
There is the actual pragmatic part, which is how many tours are we losing?
Matthew Covey is a co-founder of Tamizdat, a nonprofit that advises and advocates for traveling artists.
There's a pervasive sense in the international arts community that the U.S. is becoming a hostile environment for performing artists. And I'm increasingly hearing of artists who are deciding to not come to the U.S. They don't want to deal with the perceived risk.
U.S. Immigration denied the Boreas Quartet's visa petition, saying the group wasn't renowned enough. Again, Shannon Canavan with the Boston Early Music Festival.
Each application is at the discretion of the officer looking at it, and some are kind of really giving it an extremely critical eye.
But even if U.S. Immigration had approved the Boreas Quartet's visa, the group could have still been denied by the U.S. Embassy in their home country, where visa applications receive final approval. That's where visa denials have increased the most, says arts advocate Matthew Covey.
What we're seeing right now is an awful lot more skepticism from officers. In some cases, we're seeing consular officers doubting whether the petition should have been approved in the first place.
The State Department did not respond to concerns about visa denials, but a spokesperson said all applications are subject to screening that protects the security of U.S. borders. Arts Emerson's David Dower says he won't allow politics to influence the artists he tries to bring, no matter where they're from.
We're not naive about the fact that it may cause us challenges ahead, but the larger challenge would be to start to walk away from our own values and our own vision and what we know to be important in our community.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Maria Garcia.